Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Jorge Cañellas. And we've talked about your Mallorcan wines and Party City with your wife. Tell me your professional life. I've known you as a tax expert with two major accounting firms. But how did you get into the tax area and move from initially a CPA to a lawyer, and then the choice between these two professions? You're ending up now more lawyer than CPA. But tell us how you got into the development of your professional career, which is another, you know, kind of another entrepreneur, like you're self-entrepreneur.
Well, you know, when I was growing up, I always thought maybe I want to be an archaeologist or something like that, you know. I was also always looking at the encyclopedia and this and that. Well, you know, when I left Santa Teresita, you know, many years ago, you know, for the University of Puerto Rico, I decided, well, I think business administration is a very practical thing to study, you know, and it is, okay? So, and then I focused within business administration in accounting, and so I went through the accounting program. When I graduated, I always had liked the idea of becoming a lawyer. There weren't too many lawyers in the family. My mother worked at the U.S. Attorney's Office, so she was always working with attorneys. And so she was one to say, maybe you should be an attorney, and I really liked it, you know. Except that when I was finishing my accounting degree, a good friend of mine and myself, we decided that why don't we give public accounting a chance, okay? And at that time, so we decided to work for Haskins and Sells for a while. That was in the auditing side, okay? After about a year, my friend decided that was enough. I had passed a couple of the CPA parts, so I sort of stuck around for one more year. I worked in 2 years in audit. I became a CPA, and then I went to law school. It was kind of funny, you know. I became a CPA, I resigned, and I got married. you know, one of my bosses said, you know, people don't do that. People get married, they actually start to work, and so on and so forth. You sort of are doing it the other way around.
Backwards.
But I thought, you know, that working full-time as an auditor was going to be very tough to study law at night and that kind of thing. So once I studied law, I was finishing and I was doing my clinica, you know, my legal clinic at the U.S. Attorney's Office. And, you know, I met Herbie Brown III, and he was a U.S. attorney at that time. And he said at about that time that he was leaving to go back to private practice with the law firm, Jimenez and Fuste, who's now has been a judge in the U.S. District Court for a while, right? Joe Fuste, Jose and Fuste. And so he said, why don't you come? I said, well, I don't know. You know, you guys are into maritime law. You know, I'm having, you know, I have a hard time telling starboard from port side. You know, I'm a CPA, you know. I kind of like the tax area. That's one of my most favorite classes that I've taken in the university courses, you know. So, but he sort of convinced me, so I went to work for that law firm. but the tax work I did was I enjoyed the most. So after about 2.5 years there, I said, you know, in reality, I don't like litigation.
You and I had the same experience.
Yes. You know, there are too many attorneys that I don't like to deal with.
You know, I started in tax with Bob and Kirk, and then I was, because a couple of people, masters in tax came, I said, well, we have, you know, these better people coming in. So they shifted me to litigation. So I kind of like had the same development as you, at least in that initial portion. So you leave the law firm.
Yeah, I left the law firm that's a long time ago. That was early 1981. And I went to work with Touche Ross, which is now part of Deloitte Touche, as a tax manager, you know. So I had to, you know, take all of my tax books and actually dust them out, you know, because I had done some tax work, but not that much. And it was quite an experience. You know, I was able to become a partner after about 3 years and stayed at at Deloitte, at Touche, which became Deloitte Touche in late 1990, or 1990 actually. And then I shifted to Ernst & Young December 1st, 1990, and was there until September 30, 2010, when I retired from public accounting.
And you worked throughout that period as tax. Your expertise has been in tax.
Well, you used to do a lot of things. You know, from being tax advisor to working on valuation work with other experts in the area. You know, doing work related to tax exemption decrees. Rulings, closing agreements. Obviously, tax controversies with the Puerto Rico Treasury Department, the CREAM, the municipalities. A little bit of everything. Okay. Obviously, working on the reviewing tax provisions on financial statements. Reality was very interesting
yeah.
Work.
And so, in the accounting world, 58, 57, 59, the partners are basically asked to based on the agreements that you have and on the culture, are asked to retire and asked to leave. The firm, and that's more or less your case.
Well, Ernst & Young has a mandatory retirement at 60, and can be extended a couple of years. I was 59 at the time I left Ernst & Young. I was really looking forward to doing other things, like where I am now, going back to a law firm, the tax from the lawyer's side. And in reality, working for a major CPA firm has a lot of advantages, but you also have a lot of bosses. It's also quite bureaucratic, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just the nature of the animal, right? So I was looking forward to not having to prepare a daily timesheet, even though I have to do one, but not every day. And all kinds of paperwork that you need to do or through the computer in order to to comply with firm standards.
Yeah. If being a tax expert with a law firm or as a lawyer, and being a tax expert as a CPA, and I think it's a choice that continuously it's before every business person. Do you go to the lawyer, tax lawyer, or do you go to the lawyer, CPA? And you're both, and you practice now in both at different times of your life. What would you say, pinpoint as a basic difference of being going to a lawyer, a tax lawyer, versus going to a tax CPA expert? Of course, the best of both worlds is to have both. And I know you're going to say that, but don't avoid the question with that answer. But you said that it's different to be a tax lawyer. What would you say is the difference?
Well, first of all, they operate differently. CPA firms. I used at one point in time my tax department at Ernst & Young. We were about 33 people, which is very large, and all of the clients were divided by teams. And normally, if you do a tax consultation, you may have a staff or a senior, which is a position in the firm, doing the work, and then you have a manager maybe reviewing it, and I would make a final review. Obviously, I would have sat down with everybody on regarding what approach we need to look at, and it's nice to do the teamwork. The client knows that they can call anyone in the team, or actually the office, right? And it works out very good. On the other hand, CPA firms don't normally render legal opinions, they render tax opinions, because we're a CPA firm. But many clients don't mind, because there isn't that much difference, or at least that's the perception, and also because major CPA firms are major CPA firms to begin with. They have these huge insurance policies to begin with. So that's from the CPA side. Since I've been working for this law firm, I noticed that lawyers tend to work more on their own. They may obtain work, and then they would do it from A to C. There's not that much maybe delegation in that sense. But obviously, the client knows who to get, and the lawyer works directly with the client and knows everything that's going on. Not that it's not the same way. with a CPA, but sometimes the client just wants to deal with the lawyer specifically, right?
It's a thing that I've never quite understood, frankly. You know, I think it comes down to where if it's a CPA educated person in the company, they're going to feel more comfortable dealing with a CPA. If it's a lawyer type person or something, they may feel, you know, more comfortable with a lawyer, or based on other reasons, you know. So it's an interesting thing. I'm going to take a break and then come back, and then I want to just cover Jorge Cañellas, the person that's involved in various civic things that we've been working together. So we'll take this break. I'm with Jorge Cañellas, the CPA and lawyer, and we'll be right back.